Blog Talk Radio.
you all for taking time out tonight to participate with us in our Monday night service. This is the fourth Monday of August. Could you all believe August, the last Monday of the fourth week, but we have one more Monday coming up, but this is the last week of August for 2020. We are moving right along in this year. I thank God for this time to share with all of the saints of God, with everyone that has time to listen to what the word is being presented on tonight and what God is saying to the body of Christ. I'm your host for tonight, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, and I'm just excited about the service. I'm always excited with Blog Talk Radio with Smile 3E Ministries, Iron Sharpening Iron. I'm just excited with this program because every man or woman of God that's in this program, on this program, is anointed and they are appointed from God, that God will do what God has sent forth for us on tonight. We will be fed, we'll be edified, and we will have no excuse. So at this time, before we move any further, I'm going to check to see if the man of God, Prophet Antoine Thomas, is on the phone. Prophet, are you on the phone? Okay, well, we're going to proceed on until the man of God comes on to the line tonight. I am just, again, just excited. God has something he wants to pour into the body of Christ on tonight. I want you all to know the prophet said he'll be calling in from a 224 number. So if you see a 224 number, please open it up. excuse me. I just want you all to know that when God is moving, he's putting us in place to receive. So you all need to know that we need to be in a place of expectation. We need to be in a place where we could allow God to just pour in us what we need to have poured in us for deliverance, for breakthroughs, and for everything that he has for us on tonight. It's a song that says, what God has for me, it is for me. We know that his word says that his mercy endureth forever. We know that it's 26 verses and Psalms 136 that says his mercy endureth forever. And if you look at things that you're going through in life and that's going on in your life and in your family, you know that his mercies endureth forever. We know that his mercies are new every morning. And we thank God for his mercy, his love, and his grace. We thank God for that. So with this time, I'm going to just begin to pray, and then we will check back to see if the man of God is on the line. And if he is, we're going to let God have his way. Okay, you all, while I'm praying, please get your notebooks, pen, papers, pencils, and your word of God, whether you're using it by phone or using a manual Bible. But get your word so that you can read along with us. Follow along and take down key notes. That's what you need to be doing at this time while we're praying. Let's touch and agree. Father God, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for keeping the lines open. We thank you for binding up the enemy and all of his tricks that he tries to pull in place, put in place. God, we just thank you for just being God. We thank you for giving us the teaching, giving us the notifications, giving us the academic smarts that we need to receive your word, God. God, we just thank you for just touching our minds, our souls, and our hearts, God, to just open up to your spirit and allow you to abide in us. God, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. God, we want to ask you to forgive us of every sin that we have openly, knowingly, and willingly participated in. God, forgive us of every sin that we have allowed people to push our buttons, to push us in a place that we know we shouldn't be or we fell into, because, God, we thank you for your mercies, because we know that they knew every morning. We thank you for your mercy because we know it endured forever. God, we just thank you for the place that you're putting us in because of the places that you're bringing us out. God, we thank you for a new mindset. We thank you for a new desire, God. We thank you for a new heart. God, we thank you for just opening up to you honestly. We're thanking you for the ability to walk in front of you transparently, God. We thank you for the ability to open our mouth and say, God, it's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord. I'm standing in the need of prayer. God, it's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord. I'm standing in the need of repentance. It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord. I'm standing in a place of deliverance. God, I just thank you for the ability that you have given us to recognize that we could come before you with an open heart, open arms, with the opening of our mouths and tell you what we need. God, we ask you to bless our world, bless this whole wide world, bless America, God. Bless our cities and our states, our neighborhood, our villages, our counties, our blocks, our streets. God, we're asking you to bless. We're asking you to deliver. We're asking you to give us a breakthrough, God. We're asking you to bring us together on one accord, to touch us, to let us know, God, if we get touch and agree, if we get in the midst of you, God, if we get in the midst of your word, if we get in the midst of your presence, God, we're just asking you, oh God, to just put us under Holy Ghost arrest. We're asking you, oh God, to just give us a heart and a mind to want you, to seek you, desire you. God, we're asking you on our bended knees. God, we're asking you laid out before you. God, we're asking you while we're standing and holding our hands. God, we're asking you to answer our prayers. God, we're asking you for mercy, 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 mercy. God, we're asking you right now, God. God, I'm asking you to touch each and every American, each and every foreigner, each and every mother, every father, every sister, every brother, every child. God, we're asking you to touch every family member. We're asking you, oh God, for your love, for your forgiveness, for your deliverance, for your breakthrough. God, we're asking you from our hearts. God, teach us how to pray for one another. Teach us how to stand in the gap for one another. God, teach us how to call on each other. Teach us how to call out for each other. Teach us, oh Lord, to let us decrease that you may increase. Teach us, oh Lord, that we get out of the way so that you can have your way. Teach us, oh Lord, to say thank you every morning. Thank you all through the day. Thank you before we lay down at night. God, we just want to say we thank you for when we don't even know that we're in a place of need, God. We want to say thank you, oh Lord. God, before I take any of it back, I'll add more to it. God, I want to say thank you. Thank you and thank you and thank you. Thank you for your mercy, your grace, your forgiveness, and your love. In Jesus' name it is, so and so it is. Amen. Prophet, are you on the line yet?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it's in your hands. Let God use you and have your way.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Good evening, everyone on Blog Talk, as well as those who are getting ready to come on Facebook Live. If you're on Blog Talk and you prefer to use Facebook Live or want to use Facebook Live as well, you can go to our page and you'll be on there. If you are on Facebook Live and you maybe not somewhere that you can continue to look at a video, you can also join us on Blog Talk Radio. The number is on our page. You can go there and dial into that. I won't hold you long at all. Good evening, everyone. This is normally we were doing Friday nights, but tonight's going to be a little special. We're doing just an additional Blog Talk on tonight as well. So we're happy that you're here. Good evening. God bless you. Hope everyone is well. I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to share a word the Lord has laid on my heart. I am just excited because God has been continuously telling me to stay focused and to mind my business. And that's what I'm trying to do. Sometimes we find ourselves with things on our mind and our heart that has nothing to do with what God has told us to do at all. And so I am determined to make sure that God is pleased with me, and not that I'm, then make sure that I'm not so consumed with what other people are doing and what other people are saying that I don't do what God has called me to do. All right, so those of you coming on, do me a favor, like and share, share and like and share. All right, I want to go real quickly, just I want to dive right in. Hey, Sister Christina, all right, that is Margot, blessings. Jasmine, Sister Jasmine, blessings. Crystalline, blast from the past, blessings. Camille, I was just talking to someone about you, and Trisha. Blessings. Hey, Jada. Blessings, blessings, blessings. Real quickly, Father, give us an ear to hear and a heart to receive. Father, cause your word to plant seed in our heart, our minds, and our souls, that we will be fruitful in this season and multiply. We thank you now that this word shall grow and shall become contagious in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to go real quickly to Jeremiah chapter 29. Y'all share this for me tonight. Do me a favor, like and share. Share and like and share. Jeremiah 29, verse number 8, very familiar body of scriptures. It says, "For the thus saith the Lord of hosts and God." Thank you, Lord, I hear you talking. "Thus saith the Lord God of hosts, let not your prophets and your diviners, that be in the midst of you deceive you, neither hearken to your dreams, which ye cause to be dreamed." Thank you, Lord. "For they prophesy falsely unto you in my name. I have not sent them, saith the Lord. But thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you, in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye come upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me." Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus. I'm going to say it again. "Ye shall seek me and ye shall find me." I'm going to say it again. The Lord is saying, "You shall seek me and you shall find me when ye shall search for me with all of your heart." The word of the Lord is already blessed. Tonight I want to talk about a purpose plan for a purposed outcome. I'm going to say it again. A purpose plan for a purposed outcome. A plan is a scheme or method of acting, proceeding, developed in advance. Plans reduce stress and anxiety. I'm going to say it for you again. A plan is a scheme or method of acting, proceeding, developed in advance. So in other words, a plan is something that you gather together, whether it be actions or thought-provoking or thoughts prior to whatever it is that you are attempting to accomplish. And so the Lord began to say to me, he said, sometimes we are flying by the seat of our Pentecostal Holy Ghost-filled backside because we want to be spirit-led. But spirit-led does not always mean that you have no plan. We're off the cuff so many times, and we forget that God knows the thoughts he has towards us way prior to what you're going to deal with. He says, Jeremiah, I know the thoughts that I have towards you. And notice he didn't say about you. He said, I know the thoughts that I have towards you. In other words, my thoughts are in your direction. God Almighty, help me, Holy Ghost. My thoughts are geared towards you. My thoughts are pointing towards you. Sometimes we have thoughts about people, but that thought about a person leaves when something else comes up, when something else distracts us. But God does not get distracted concerning you. He had the same thought about you now that he had before you got here. A plan also helps you to prioritize. Many of us in our lives, and I know this may be something really strong for a lot of people, this is just good doctrine teaching. We don't prioritize when it comes to the will of God concerning our lives. We sometimes do things, and then we ask God, I'll say it again, we ask God to come behind our thoughts and then ask God to clean up what we're doing. Bless you, Brother Durbin. And so then when you prioritize, you put God first. One of my father's favorite scriptures, he would always implant it, says, seek first the kingdom of God. That's prioritizing. First means you prioritize the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. And all these things, I feel the Holy Ghost, Minister Mark, and all these things shall be added unto you. When you prioritize God, he'll add the things. The problem that we've been bumping into is that we're trying to get the things and then asking God to prioritize the things. We're asking God to manifest those things in our lives, but God is saying, you got these things in the wrong order. That's not the plan. Good God Almighty, help me tonight. And the problem is we keep getting outside of the plan. Your house, your car, your job, that's outside of the plan. Well, preacher, what do you mean? Why is it outside of the plan? Because he said, seek first the kingdom of God, and then all these things shall be added unto you. A plan also helps you to make adjustments. I'm telling y'all, I won't be long at all. I'm almost done right now. A plan helps you to make adjustments. Many times we get thrown for a loop by the enemy because we get attacked by the enemy because we have no plan, we have no backup. We have nothing to adjust. We tried something off the seat of our pants, and when we saw that thing and it did not work, we fell back. We cried. We got depressed. We got defeated. Hallelujah. We shut down because you didn't have a plan. You were hoping that it worked. And because you were simply hoping that something worked and you did not plan for it to succeed, when opposition comes your way, you are not ready for opposition. Even though, Sister Terry, that the Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us from them all. He's already told you the enemy is going to fight what you're trying to do, but it requires that you make a plan. It requires that you make a plan. But many times we're going to try something and we don't know what the outcome is going to be. We don't have a plan B. We don't have a plan C. We don't have just a case of emergencies. That's why many of us fell in our finances. Because when an emergency hits your finances, because you have nothing saved up, you didn't plan to save, when that car goes down or when that refrigerator breaks, or something like that happens, you've got no, you're out the game. So now you have to take your bill money and then take care of your emergency with that bill money because you had no plan concerning your finances. And so then we're always off guard. We're always trying to catch up. We're always behind the eight ball. We're always, my God, we're always in a place where the enemy has us we can't see because there's always confusion around us. So the plan, once again, helps bless Lady Goff. I love the new apparel. So we don't know how to catch up because there's always something. And if many are the afflictions of the righteous, the enemy is steady throwing stuff at you. And you're so discombobulated. You're so messed up. You're so down. You're so depressed because you had no plan. So Thomas Edison said, I did not fail 1,000 times with the light bulb. I just found 1,000 ways that the light bulb did not work. Why? Because Thomas Edison had a plan. And when that plan did not work, he would go back to the drawing board and restructure it and try it again. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. And so the Lord just simply saying to us, listen, write the vision and make it plain. And though it tarries, that ain't mean it tarrying just doesn't simply mean it's going to take a long time. That it tarrying may mean you may have to go back and restructure. You may have to go back to the drawing board. You may have to go back and recalculate. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. So then when we go back and recalculate, I now know what does not work. I now know what takes too long. I know this is going to cost me too much. I know that that don't fit right there. I know that that takes too long. I know that that's going to blow up right there, because we have to have a plan. He said, write the vision and make it plain. The songwriter said, write the vision, make it plain, and that they may run and not faint. Though the vision will only for a while, it shall speak and not lie. For if the Lord said it, you can count on it. He will do, hallelujah, bless you, Jesus. He will do just what he said. About, I can't holler, about to holler and tune up. Let me be cool. So we have to make sure that we have to make sure that we intend that we do things on purpose. One of the things my mom would always say, she said, do it on purpose. Whatever you're doing, do it on purpose. But when you do it on purpose, that requires a plan. Hallelujah. So when things come up, we can make the adjustments. Because guess what? You can't always look at what somebody else did and just try that. You can't always look at what somebody else tried and then you try that, because that may not work for you. First of all, everybody's not going where you're going. Everybody cannot do what you do. You can't do what everybody else did. My mother would always testify about how when she was praying for my father to get saved, Carlotta, that she, one of the mothers told her to take some blessed oil and put it in my father's shoes. Now, for somebody else, that may be something, you know, that may not have worked. That may have caused an argument. But for my mother, it worked. It worked. So then you have to know what God is saying to you. You have to know what God's instructions to you are. You have to know your purpose. And if you don't know your purpose, right on, woman of God, if you don't know your purpose, then hit your knees and stay there until God tells you. Don't you move until God gives you instructions. Many times plans also require patience. And many times we don't have the patience that planning requires. We want to get something and we want to get it right now. We want to do what we think is going to work. And if that don't work, we're going to give up. We're going to turn around. That's it. That's all. But God is saying patience is a virtue. And sometimes you have to sit there and let God work some things out. Not always just because of what you're trying to get, but sometimes because you are not mentally and emotionally and spiritually ready for what you're asking God to do. And God is saying, if I'm going to give you this, I'm going to make sure I work some things out of you that you do not forfeit what I've given you, that you don't forfeit the blessing, you don't forfeit the miracle. So planning requires patience. Planning requires patience. In other words, God, I'm going to wait, because I expressed to somebody just last week. I said sometimes we can hear God clearly, and we run because we heard God clearly, and we go and do something. But sometimes it's not the time, and just because God told you you can does not mean you should have done it right then. And so sometimes we have to learn and to wait, ask God for the right timing to do things. I had to learn as a prophet of Evangelist Kinds of that when God would give me a word, just because God gave me a word does not mean I had to share it right then and there. And I made that mistake and embarrassed myself a couple of times because I did not get it. Bless his Pastor Line Davis. There are times when God will give you a word and God will share things with you, not because it's time to do it right then, but to give you hope and to give you direction and give you the opportunity to plan for what God is saying to you. But because sometimes we are impatient concerning the word of the Lord, we hurry up and do. We hurry up and go. And then sometimes we forfeit or we delay or we mess up what God has for us because we're too eager. That's why the Bible says to be anxious for nothing. Because we feel like we've been old. I prayed long enough and I fasted long enough. I should have it right now. But God is in control. Tell you one more testimony my mother shared with us. A woman at the church got up and testified that her husband had gotten saved, Pastor Lonnie, and she said she prayed for her husband. 21 years. And the woman began to shout, God, I feel the Holy Ghost down in my soul. The woman began to shout and give God praise. And my mother began to shout with her, hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus, hallelujah. And so a lady in the church got up and said, I'm not praying for no joker for 21 years, and said to my mother, what you shouting for? By this time, my parents only had been married 12 years. And my mother said, that means I've only got 9 more years to go. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost down in my soul. I came to tell somebody, you can start shouting now. God's about to do this thing. It may not happen tomorrow. It may not happen next week. It may not happen next month. But I dare you to shout in advance for what God is getting ready to do. God's about to answer some prayers. I don't know who you are. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I'm telling you, God said to tell you right now, I'm about to answer a long, my God, a prayer of longevity. Hallelujah. I said them again. God said to tell you, I'm about to answer a prayer of longevity. I know that you wanted to give up and you felt like throwing in the towel and giving up, but God says, no, this ain't the time to give up, not the time to throw in the towel, not the time to turn your back. Don't you throw that person away. Don't you throw that relationship away. Don't you throw those prayers away. I'm getting ready to do that. Start praising me now. Start seeing it done already. Hallelujah. Start praising me for what's about to manifest in your life. Let me move on. My God today. Bless you, Jesus. Your plan increases effectiveness. What do you mean? I said the plan increases effectiveness because the more I plan and the more precise I plan, I also eliminate the possibility of error. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Brothers Margot, I heard the Lord say, I'm about to shift some things in your life. Y'all, I'm trying to teach tonight, but y'all putting on me. I heard the Lord say, I'm about to shift some things in your life and concerning your family. My God, even some things in your finances, I'm about to shift. Hallelujah. The Lord says, keep praying, but fervently pray. As a matter of fact, push it into the next gear. Hallelujah. I'm about to manifest. I got, bless you, Jesus. Let me move on. Let me move on. Watch this. The plan increases your effectiveness. It increases your effectiveness. If you remember, when Noah was good in the ark, the Lord gave him specificity. I learned that word from Dr. Hinton. The Lord gave him specificity about specifically what to build, how to build, what to build it with, how tall, how wide. Are you listening to me? So what are you saying to me? I'm telling you, if you incline your ear to the voice of the Lord will give you specifics about what to do and how to do. Hallelujah. He will take you to the fish's mouth. Yeah, I need somebody to hear me. I'm listening, y'all. I'm teaching prophetically. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm teaching prophetically right now. I need you not to just hear me with your ears, but hear me with your heart and hear me with your spirit. Hallelujah. I hear the Lord say, I'm going to take you to the fish's mouth. Bless you, Jesus. I'm going to give you exactly the right on dollar amount that you need down to the penny. God help me, Holy Ghost. I'm going to take you right there to give you what you need. Stop worrying and bless me. Stop worrying me. Stop worrying and trust me. Bless you, Jesus. I'm going to show you how specific I can be. My God, today, hear me, people of God. I heard the Lord say, I'm going to show you how specific I can be. My God, today. Help me, Holy Ghost. Watch this. Because failure should not be an option for people who serve the God that cannot fail. I'm going to say it again. Failure should not be the option, hallelujah, for the God who cannot fail. I want somebody to type in there, failure is not my option because God cannot fail. My God today. Help me, Holy Ghost. I'm going to say it again. Type in there. Failure cannot be an option because I serve the God that cannot fail. Come on, y'all, share this, like this, share this. Come on, watch this. You'll find out that I do a little cooking. I do a little cooking, Lady Shavonda. I do a little cooking, not a whole bunch. I do a little cooking. But I know that certain things require certain ingredients. Are you listening to me? Cakes require certain ingredients. Pastas, depending on which pasta you're doing, it requires certain ingredients. And when cakes don't have certain ingredients, then it don't taste right. It don't rise the same. I don't know about y'all, but I don't want a cake that the cook forgot the sugar. I don't want macaroni and cheese that ain't got no cheese in it. Like, listen to me. I don't want my I saw something in my Facebook memories from years ago. Maybe my daughter, my third daughter, she had to be about four, or she says four to be exact. And we were at the Outback, and the waitress came to her, Keita, and said, "How do you want your hamburger?" She said, "In a circle." She said, "In a circle." Come on here. Prophet, why are you telling me that? Said, because my baby was specific about how she wanted it. I don't want you to misunderstand anything. I don't want you to bring me no square hamburger. I don't want you to bring me no long hamburger. I want you to bring me no skinny hamburger. I need you to know specifically what I need. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I need you to know specifically what I need and what I want. I don't want there to be any mishaps about what it is I intend to have. And I'm telling you, God doesn't want you to get any mishaps or misunderstandings about what he intends for you to have, what he intends for you to overcome, what he intends for you to break through. I'm telling you, God has a specific outcome for your situation. Don't you get weary in well-doing. I don't care what has happened. I don't care what is going on. Many of us have lost loved ones, and God is saying, I know that you feel lost. Hallelujah. I know that you feel down, and you may even feel depressed. But remember, I've got a plan. Hallelujah. Bless you. That means even the things that I've taken out of your life, I had a plan for. Hallelujah. The things I've allowed to come in your life, I had a plan for. My God today, he is not a man that he should lie. He's the son of man, and he should repent. Y'all, I got to go because I'm getting happy, and I'm about to be yelling and all that going on in here, and I gotta be cool. Watch this. He says to be – he says to not listen to the prophets. I'm going to go back and read again. He said, look at us. Let not your prophets and your debonairs that be in the midst of you deceive you, neither hearken to your dreams, which you cause to be dreamed. What are you saying, prophet? I'm telling you, you got to make sure God sanctify my dreams. Woo! Help me, Holy Ghost. Sanctify my ambition. Somebody come on, type that in there. Lord, sanctify my ambition. Because sometimes my ambition is contrary to the plan that God has for me. I want something that I should not want. I desire something I should not be desiring. You have to be careful when your craving outweighs your calling. When your appetite, hallelujah, when your appetite is antagonistic to your anointing. Are you listening to me? And so therefore, I have to make sure God sanctify my desires. I was talking to someone just recently, and some years ago, Evangelist Margo, the Lord gave me a message entitled, "I'm Pregnant with Purpose and I'm Due Any Day." And when I began to read up on pregnancy, because by this time I believe I had, I only had three daughters, and I believe Lady Michelle was pregnant with our last daughter at the time. And I looked up something, and I saw that a woman can convince herself that she's pregnant so that her entire body will change. Her menstrual cycle will stop. She'll get all of the pregnancy, whatever, the cravings, the hair growing, the bladder. She'll gain weight, the whole nine. It will even go as far that she'll have contractions. And she will push out something that has skin and nail follicle, whatever it is, whatever they call the nail. It'll have all of that in a ball simply because she has convinced herself that she's pregnant, because she wants to be pregnant so bad that she will actually alter the natural functions of her body. Prophet, what are you saying to me? If you're not careful, you can convince yourself of something out of the timing and order of God. to where you change the natural process of your entire being. So once again, I'm going to tell you again, Lord, sanctify my ambition. I know I lost some folk on that right there, because we sometimes want to manipulate God into doing what we want him to do. We fast because we want God to do something, but never ask, the Bible says, is this the fast that the Lord has called? Because we do things religiously. We fast and we pray because we want things to happen. And we never ask God, God, is this your will concerning my life? I got to go. Watch this. He says, beware of the prophets that prophesy to you. Because people sometimes will prophesy out of familiarity and emotionalism. And because we want it so bad, we take that word as off and as familiar and as demonic as it is, we take it into our bosom because we want it just that bad. Hallelujah. And God is saying, you need to hear from me. I got to close. I'm on here too long. Watch this. So Luke chapter 12, verse number 7, it says, but even the very hairs of your head are numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. You listening to me? So, in other words, what are you saying to me, prophet? I'm saying to you, God is so specific that he numbered every single last of one of the hairs that are on your head. Every single last one. Now, your hair may be receding. You may have lost some. Maybe gray, some of them gray like mine. But he even numbered the gray hair on your head. Are you listening to me? Whether you cut it, whether you dyed it, now, he didn't number the weave or the wig you got on, bless the Lord, but he numbered your hairs. That's how specific he is. That's how much he knows you. And if you tell the truth, you don't know yourself as well as you play like you do. Oh, I'm messing up real bad. I'm going to say it again. You don't know yourself as well as you think you do. Why am I saying that, prophet? Because you are too busy making plans for yourself outside of the will of God. And because God knows you so well, hallelujah, because he's got you numbered so well, you ought to lean and depend on him for what he has for your life. And we get fearful because things are not working and things are not moving the way we say they ought to be doing. Bless you, Brother Anthony. And then fear sometimes makes you feel like God's plan is against you. And God is saying, no, I'm not against you. You got to make sure that you crucify your flesh, because your flesh made you want that man. Your flesh made you want that woman. Your flesh made you want that job. Your flesh made you argue. Your flesh made you do that thing. Your flesh made you eat that food. Your flesh made you put that on. Your flesh made you not go to church. Your flesh made you do that. Your flesh has your desires out of whack. And then when God makes what you're doing a light that's not good, then we get depressed, we get sad, because we got some Ishmaels in our life. Woo! Talk, prophet. All right, I hear you. You got some Ishmaels in your life because you would not wait on the plan and the word of God to manifest. You went and slept with a situation. My God, today, you went and aligned yourself and created a covenant with something outside of the will of God, and now you've got a stranger outside of the will of God in your life. And what do you do when you have to keep looking at your disobedience in the face? I'll take a drink right there. I'm going to say it again. What do you do when you have to continue to look your disobedience in the face? Because God is saying, be patient. Be patient. God gives you a word, and then you start calculating how can God's word be manifested. I'm too old, Abraham said. And Sarah said, I'm too old. past the time of life, so forth and so on. And God did not ask you to calculate his word. He asked you to be obedient to it. Let me move on. Watch this. Because what you may fail to realize and remember, things that seem evil is working for our good. David said, it was good that I was afflicted, that I may know you. No. Now, when the Bible says no, no means an intimacy. So David says, it was good that I was afflicted, that I may become intimate with the power of your might. And God is trying to get you to be close enough to be intimate with his power, and it not just be a happenstance or be like a lightning, like a lightning striking. You don't know when it's going to come. You have no idea. You can't depend on it. You know, tell him, God wants you to be able to depend on him, depend on his power, depend on his word, depend on his plans for you. God's not looking to give you the expectations of your fears or expectations of your fantasies. I'm going to say it again. God is not looking to give you the expectation of your fears or the expectation of your fantasies. But God wants to fulfill your faith and the promise that he gave you, that he gave himself concerning you. See, what God is doing is making sure that he didn't lie to himself about you. Got me, Holy Ghost. I got to close, y'all. I'm almost done. Give me just about 3-4 more minutes. The word thought in verse number 11, it says, for I know the thoughts. And the word thought in verse number 11 is the Hebrew word kashanah. It means a machine intention, a plot. In other words, God's thoughts towards you has a machine intention. In other words, it's calculated. It is set. It is done. It's been given direction. It's been given a purpose. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, the thoughts of God have been given direction towards you. That's why the no weapon formed against you shall prosper, because the machine of his thought is protecting you. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. That's why the words could not hurt. That's why the situation that you thought was going to break you and take you out could not do that, because the machine of his thought had you covered. The machine of his thought has an expected end. In other words, an expected end means it is longed for. God longs for the end that he has for you. God longs for your victory. I said he longs for your victory. So don't be weary in well-doing. Don't give up and throw in the towel. God's got you covered, because he knows what he said about you. If you stay in the will of God, God will protect you. God's got you covered. Bless you, Jesus. Because he knows the thoughts that he has towards you. Thoughts of peace. Hallelujah. So, beloved, wherever you're going, remember that God is calculated. God's on purpose. He knew before you got here you would have a struggle. He knew when your loved one would pass. He knew that their boyfriend would break up with you. He knew that job would fire you. He already had something in place to take care of you. And so, Father, we pray tonight. And we give you praise and we give you honor, Father, first of all, for thinking so much of us. Who is man that you're so mindful of, and that you made him just a little lower than the angels? And so, Father, we give you praise and we give you honor that you thought so much of us, that you understood that you made the thoughts towards us of good, not of evil. And, Father, we thank you, because no matter what we go through, no matter what we're faced with, no matter what the enemy tries or what he intends, your blood covers us, your thoughts cover us, your intentions cover us, and we are grateful tonight. We give you praise and we give you honor, because although the weapon formed, it shall not prosper. And Father, we thank you. And Father, I pray for those under the sound of my voice that may seem confused, that may seem weary, that may even be depressed, that you cause this word to echo in their ears and in their hearts, that God has a plan for you. Hallelujah. God has intentions towards you. Hallelujah. And they are good for an expected end, for a longed-for end, a desired end. And it may seem rough right now. It may seem weary right now, but that's because God is stretching you. God is making you better. He is making sure he anoints your hands to hold on to what he has for you. So, Father, I pray for my brother or for my sister that may feel like throwing in the towel. Father, I pray strength, because your word says the joy of the Lord is our strength. And I curse every illegal emotion in the name of Jesus that will cause us to want to throw in the towel. I curse depression in the name of Jesus. I curse weariness in the name of Jesus. But Father, I speak buckets of blood tonight over our minds, over our hearts, over our intentions. Father, sanctify our appetites. Sanctify our intentions, O God. Sanctify our desires, O God. Sanctify our dreams, O God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we want to be pleasing in your sight in everything that we say, everything that we do, every place that we go, every word that we utter. In the name of Jesus, Father, we want to be a living epistle, read of all men, of your glory, of your goodness, of your power, of your faithfulness. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for those who have lost loved ones. I pray that you strengthen them and hold them in the hollow of your hand. In the name of Jesus, earth has no sorrow. Hallelujah. And so, Father, we bless you, because even through the loss, even through the sadness, you have a plan for us. Even through what seems to be confusion, you have a plan for us. And we thank you, and we praise you. We won't give up. We won't throw in the towel. We won't turn around. We won't bend. We won't bow. But we will set our faces like a flint, and we will look to the hills from which cometh our help, because all of our help comes from the Lord. And we give you praise, and we give you honor. In Jesus' mighty name, and the glory shall be thine. And the glory shall be thine. And, Father, before we take it back, we'll add more to it. In your Son Jesus' name, you be glorified. You arise, let your enemies be scattered. Hallelujah. If you be our Lord, we'll be your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise and we give you honor. Somebody say amen, amen, amen. Listen, if you desire to sow, the Cash App information is just at the bottom of the screen. We're not begging. We're not soliciting. If the Lord leads you, by all means. If not, be blessed. Hallelujah. We can't put a price on the word. But if you desire to sow, then sow. We love you tonight. My name is Prophet Antoine Thomas. Remember, the sky is not your limit. It's too low.
Ooh. Antoine, Pastor Antoine, Prophet Antoine, Bishop Antoine. I'm just going to call it all. Prophet Antoine Thomas, you bless me on tonight. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you for the word. I know it was my Monday, but when I was asking God, what should I do for tonight, I heard God said, ask the man of God if he was available, because it was something that I need, and I know that the body of Christ needed on tonight. And I thank you for not being selfish, but to just release and let God use you even in this time. Even in this time, because you needed to hear it as well as we needed to hear what God was saying to the body of Christ. I thank everybody for listening in tonight. I hope you got out of it what God had appointed for you to get on tonight. I'm going to let you know the lines are open for all those that want to and need to speak back to the man of God to let him know how he blessed us on tonight. Please speak up at this time. The lines are open.
Prophet Antoine, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. So many nuggets planned. Have a purpose. I mean, they require time. I mean, just talking to us about the strength of God, prophesying into our lives. I mean, there were so many nuggets. I know what you're going to be sharing with the people in the Chicago area. As Minister Sylvia has already said, I pray that they come prepared to not only receive it, but to walk out there knowing that they're going to get exactly what God has purposed for them. I thank you so very much.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Apostle. Thank you so much. Is there anyone else who would like to speak into the man of God on tonight that haven't spoke on Facebook? But if they have spoke on Facebook, but they want to speak also on Blog Talk, please speak up at this time. Okay, well, Prophet, I'm going to give our announcements, and then I'm going to let you have the last word, and we're just going to go to bed tonight and join what God has put out here in the atmosphere for us. I would like to let everybody know that Missionary Linda Handy has a prayer line on Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, Sundays at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. That number is 650-313-4818. The phone number again is 605-313-4818. Code number is 647147. Code number 647147. Dr. Loretta Pickett, Apostle Loretta Pickett, she has a daily prayer line. It's Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Phone number 425-436-6341. Phone number 425-436-6341. Code number 660-925. Code number 660-925. Her verse for that program is 2 Chronicles 7:14. Pastor Troy Thomas has worship every other Sunday at 2:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, Chicago time, at 4344 West Madison Street, 60624, at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church. That's Pastor Servant Troy Thomas every other Sunday. Dr. Serena Wright, her email is givetoafrica@yahoo.com. It is one word, G-I-V-E, the number 2, A-F-R-I-C-I-A, @yahoo.com. Her Facebook page is Dr. Serena Wright. That's D-R, capital D-R, C. C-Y-R-E-N, Wright. Her IM is the same as her Facebook page, which is capital D-R, capital C-Y-R-E-N-E. Last name, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. And our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." That is the foundational scripture that Iron Sharpening Iron, Smile 3E, Blog Talk Radio stands on and live by. And with that being said, don't forget to tune in every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for our very own Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser, Minister Brandon Kaiser. And on every other Friday, we have myself, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, and Prophet Antoine Thomas. We share Fridays on, let's say, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So please tune in, and don't forget to come back next Monday. It'll be our fifth Monday. Our speaker will be our very own Minister Lauren Seabury from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He will be our youth speaker for this Monday. please tune in. Please keep up with our Facebook postings so that you can see and hear what we're telling you that the program is offering and the program is giving, because God is the leader of this program. And we want to say thank you. We love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. Prophet, you can pray us out, and we're going to go to sleep resting on the word of God on tonight.
And we, Father, we just give you praise and we thank you, Father, for what our ears have heard and our heart has received, Father. And we pray, oh God, that this word again will become contagious in our lives and cause others to feast, Father, that we may be a light that sits up on the hill, Father. And we pray that everything that we say and everything that we do gives you glory. And Father, I pray that the word echoes in our heart and echoes in our mouth, that we walk thereof daily and hourly, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we give you all the praise and all the honor. Father, I pray that the rest of our week is blessed, Father, that our homes are blessed, our jobs are blessed, our children are blessed, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Good night, everyone.